This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's a lower trend today, single digits in the corn, down about 2 to 3 in the corn, and beans about 13. Wheat's up actually a little bit. I think it's just the feeling the planting is going to get rolling here pretty soon, and we've had some rains in the Farm Belt. That's good for the crops going in. So just some general planting pressure has got the markets under the gun today. As well, the U.S. dollar's had a big rally since the Fed kind of hinted that they might have to back off and lower these rates till later in the year. So between the U.S. dollar being higher and the good moisture for the Farm Belt and planting starting, that's some more bearish pressure on the market. You have some positives, but they weren't enough to offset those negatives. There was a volcano in Indonesia that may wreak some havoc with weather patterns. They're also talking about the stunt disease and the Argentine corn. Those are things that could have supported the market, but they really didn't. And also the exports this morning were better than last week. They weren't great, but they were, in the case of beans, they were both beans and corn were almost twice what they were last week. So that was a positive. But the planting pressure, the rain, the strong dollars got the markets leaning down today. That's where we're at. Livestock-wise, the cattle markets had a pretty good drop. I think it's probably they overdid it. And if you look at the chart, it's the market dropped hard since the end of March, dropped about $16. And the last part of that was due to the bird flu, but now they're kind of poo-pooing that, saying that it really didn't have a long-term effect on demand for cattle. So the markets rallied back about $5 or $6 because of that. And then on Friday at 2 o'clock, we have a cattle and feed report, and it may be a friendly report. The market could use some good news. The market could rally, and in that report, last month, the placements are 10% over the previous year. In April, they're calling for placements about 8% under last year, 92.3. So looking for a friendly report could well rally the cattle into their report, plus the grilling season's underway, and that's going to give us some good demand.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoreprice.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scovel and myself. We've both been there a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That, again, was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn down 3.5 at 426 and 3 quarters. May soybeans down 15 and a quarter at 1134 and a quarter. May soybean meal down 70 at 338 even. May soybean oil down 88 cents at 44.12. Chicago wheat down a quarter at 536 and 3 quarters. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4.5 at 577 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5.5 at 638 and 3 quarters. May oats up 5.5 at 354 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, June live cattle up a nickel at 175.37. May feeders up 227 at 242.55. May lean hogs down 20 at 94.72. May pork cutout unchanged at 101.40, and May Kleiser milk up 15 cents at 17.37. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.